Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The First Rule of Zeit Club. I'm Jack, that's Miles. I'm sure we've used that one before.
First Rule of Zeit Club is, like and subscribe to the Daily Zeit Club.
Yes.
That's the first rule.
Rate and review, like and subscribe.
Let people know it's worth listening to.
Yes, yes. We are a second-rate podcast. We need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Miles, let's tell them.
Tell them.
What's trending? Dune is trending.
One this of my favorite video games on the early Mac.
This is kind of the, I feel like it's the Lord of the Rings of space sort of sci-fi novels, and people have been looking for a great adaptation of it. I guess we got one with The Sting.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's the director?
Denis Villeneuve.
The director of the original
David
one.
Lynch.
David Lynch. David Lynch. Davey. Old Davey Lynch.
D. Lynch.
Now this trailer got me amped for the new Dune with Denis Villeneuve.
I don't know anything about it at all.
Yeah, me neither.
I just know, like, I know people, and I've worked with them. I have some friends, shout out Alex, who will only talk about Dune, like, and has only been talking about it for the fucking 10 years or 8 years I've known him, probably.
He refuses to talk about anything.
I mean,
else.
Like, it's kind of a bit because he knows I don't give a fuck about it, but he knows so much that he just starts, well, and Shai Halud. I'm like, I don't know what these characters are, bro. I don't know why you have a Make Arrakis Great Again hat. I don't know what the fuck any of this shit means, bro, but I don't like it.
Nice.
And I remember when, like, it was announced, I'm like, what do you think? Because I feel like the people who really fuck with Dune, like, I hope just for them, this is finally a thing they can, like, enjoy, because I feel like it's always contentious, like, well, this shit was better than this. So I hope, you know, for Dune gang out there, it is good, because I like it. I like the trailer, but I don't know the book, so I could be ignorant. You know what I mean?
I mean, Denny doesn't miss a whole lot. He's made some pretty strong pictures in his day.
He and the cast is bonkers. The trailer is bonkers good. I'm in.
Jeff, look, you got it's fucking everybody in it, but
yeah,
they had me at Denny, really.
Really?
Yeah.
For sure.
Honestly, just off the strength of that border crossing scene in Sicario, like, I'm always just like, yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. Exactly. I'm an idiot bro. I was like, yeah, dude, so sick.
That was so dope.
Dude, especially like that soundtrack, the
so
beast.
Tight, dude.
That like, track, dude, is like. Just
the rest of the show is just going to be us doing that, doing that part of the thing.
Oh, rest in peace to that composer, too, man. I forgot that man.
Who was it?
Recently. The composer of who scored Sicario.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Seriously, what a shame. I don't know why I said it like an asshole. NFL season is trending because it's starting tomorrow, I think.
What?
I don't know. This.
It wasn't canceled? Well, that's right. They were never talking about canceling it.
They were never going to cancel it, but they were even willing to have fans come to the games, and now, I don't know. I've noticed every time you go to the front page of ESPN, it's all NFL stuff, and I've just been kind of skip that, go down to the NBA. So maybe that's why I haven't been paying any attention to any NFL coverage, but this seems completely out of nowhere to me that the NFL season is starting tomorrow.
But you're pretty, like, don't you play fantasy and stuff?
I think like, I'm going to do it one more. Yeah, very casually.
Well, like, now that I know the season's starting tomorrow, like, hey, where's the league at, guys? Oh, right. Also, if you guys like Premier League fantasy, I started a league up. Check my Twitter thread for that one. Play with me.
How?
Fantasy Premier League.
What are the Premier League stats that they like keep track of?
It depends. If you're a defender and you keep a clean sheet, meaning no goals are scored, that's like a bonus. Like a defender scoring a goal is something. A penalty, you know, like they have all the little metrics for each thing.
Got it.
But it's not like a draft. I mean, there is a draft version where like if you're super savvy, you could pick like people and kind of drain the board of like the good players. But that like the way we play it, pick whatever you want. Just got a budget. See who picked the best team every week. The thing that's interesting about the attendance, because now that I'm looking, I'm like, wait, what's the attendance plan? Because I feel like they were very confident, like in June, about being like, oh yeah, the fans will be
about
there,
the
like no problem, And now, like their whole thing is like the profit hungry cowards they are. They're like, well, you know, like we're not going to say no to fan attendance, so we're going to just leave that up to the teams and how
states
desperate
rights.
They are, and the states decide. So it sounds like for the Chiefs opener, there will be some people in the stands there.
Yeah, when you go to the like game on the like ESPN, when you go to the game, you can buy tickets to Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, guys, well,
so
come on
check
in.
It out.
Good There's
prices.
Only going to be 16,000 fans in the stadium. They say
so you should be fine.
16,000 people
wild.
Screaming, drinking, dying for a sense of normalcy.
Yep.
Literally. You know what I mean? Like the NFL couldn't be more of one of those things where people are like, bro, you think I'm going to fucking go to this game and keep my mouth shut? And no, dude, I'm drinking. My mask is going to be fucking probably thrown as a flag. Like when I'm trying to make a point as from the stands, it's going to be something else.
And Sturgis, like the thing, the example of that from last month of people dying for a sense of normalcy, they're saying that that was like, I forget what the latest stat is, but it's like 20% of cases in August are from Sturgis or something like that.
I don't, there's a lot of interesting stuff about that. I was also reading something about how like that $12 billion cost is sort of like an exaggeration, but it's based on like a per cost, you know, like if the average was like 46,000 per person who had treatment. But when you start thinking about asymptomatic people and people who have light cases, it might not reach there, whatever. Either way,
so
I will
fine.
Know this. The Dallas Cowboys, they haven't said whatever their capacity limits are for their 80,000-seater, but Texas law says you can have a half capacity. So only 40,000 might go.
Oh, that's easy. And it's indoor, so that's fun.
We'll just open the roof up. Isn't it retractable over there?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And then you just get to watch TV. You'll be dying to watch TV next to people because that stadium is just a bunch of giant TVs.
Yeah, it's so big.
But I hear it's dope. Trump Nobel Peace Prize. Saw that trending this morning. I was like, finally, they're going to recognize the king. King of Peace. So he's been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. He has also been nominated before. Remember that time when he was like, well, I don't know why they didn't give it to me.
I unified the two Koreas. Everybody yes. knows.
So that was that time. Now it's supposedly for the
arms deal.
Yeah, the UAE thing. Yeah, it's just a far right wing politician.
Norwegian. Well, it's the same guy who nominated him last time.
Is it?
Know? Yeah, it's number one fan. Christian Tybring-Gjedde, or however you say his name. But yeah, it's like, that's the thing. Yes, he nominated him. But like, if you really inform people, any person typically who is like holds national office can submit someone for nomination. So that doesn't mean like that's who's the official nominee. So it just means he has a fan in Norway.
That's right. That's all it means. Cool. Well, it'll be interesting to see if he wins this time.
Yeah. We'll see.
Probably not a chance in hell.
I don't know. I mean, that would be pretty 2020.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Actually.
Like, I have a lot of money on that spot on my bingo card. Like, oh, when this shit hits, though, oh, he gets that fucking Nobel Prize.
But, I mean, things are turning around. I feel like, you know, this next thing, we have Rick Moranis is back, and, you know, the sky turned a pretty color of orange. So I feel like everything's heading in the right direction. The sky turned a pretty color of orange because of forest fires, and Rick Moranis is back in
alive,
that he's
right?
in a Mint Mobile ad. So,
oh, Rick, how long
punch
he
in
managed
the balls.
To he managed to stay off screen for a minute though.
Yeah, yeah, like, he's been gone for like decades.
Oh, wow. So him and Ryan Reynolds. I guess it takes the power of another, you know, just mega Canadian to be like, come out of hiding,
that's
man.
Right. I forgot they were both Canadian.
Yeah. So, yeah. Cool.
He looks good. He looks like what you would expect Rick Moranis to look like a little bit.
A couple
Rick
of Moranis, yeah,
years
a
on.
Older. I hope he's doing all right.
Yeah. It was one of my favorite genres of movie growing up were Rick Moranis movies.
Okay. Like which ones?
My Blue Heaven, Ghostbusters.
Wait, which one was My Blue Heaven?
That's the one with Steve Martin where it's based on Goodfellas. It's like the comedy version of Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
It's based on the memoir of Henry Hill. They just took it in a slightly different direction.
Spaceballs.
You know
what I mean? Little Shop of Horrors.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Not as good.
I was watching it again. I watched it again. The logic doesn't track a lot. Like, you know,
Honey, I Blew Up the Baby, right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Like he becomes a giant toddler, but like his clothes stretch along with his body, like so that they are also malleable. It's like the Hulk. You're like,
dude,
if you got that big
Ray too.
Yeah. So I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. I don't mean to split hairs about the science in Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
But man, that way, like those, the ant and the bee in that movie, woo, really.
Whoa,
really loved that.
He did. Okay, so he had a streak from 2008 to 2018 where he did nothing. And then in 2018, he basically redid the voice of Dark Helmet for the Goldbergs.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know if
like. He picks his spots, huh?
I don't know. I mean, if they're giving him a credit, doesn't mean like they just cut out a part of the film. Like he must have recorded some VO for them. So, okay, Rick.
Yeah,
get
you can just reach out to Rick. You just have to find his phone number, and you can reach out to him.
Oh,
and get
like
him to
Bill
be
Murray?
In your thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just an answer machine.
And you pay him in a briefcase of cash, like Bill Murray.
Yep.
Lily Allen and David Harbour are trending. David Harbour from Stranger Things and the upcoming Black Widow movie, and Lily Allen, the singer-songwriter.
Yeah. English singer-songwriter, brother to Alfie Allen.
Bruv.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I know Alfie Allen, obviously from Game of Thrones, you know, his great Theon. He's an Arsenal fan, so I don't know if maybe Lily is. So shout out to them. Maybe they'll be a wonderful couple. But I had no idea they were dating, Lily Allen and David Harbour. So
yeah, I didn't either.
They just tied the knot in Vegas, man.
Yeah. He's a 75. So he's a 45-year-old. Born in 75. She's 35.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they seem different generations to me, but that's not, by Hollywood standards, not the worst.
Yeah, I'm curious to know I bet they're like fun. Because I know
they seem
she had a penchant for partying. And I think she like kind of had some substance issues that she was getting over. I'm not completely sure, but I remember there was a while where like, oh, she gets down. I don't know what David Harbour's deal is.
Sober, according to his Wikipedia page.
So, oh man.
So maybe they are sober buddies.
When you think of a dynamic of a couple like that, do you just like limit them to how you like your perception of David Harbour, your perception of Lily Allen, and as you're like playing dolls in your head, and you're like, I'm Lily Allen and this works because
in my head. On my in my toy house that I have.
Honey, I'm back from set. How was Stranger Things season 3? I don't want to talk about it.
Come here and kiss me.
It's like, okay, that's not how
the sound I make when I kiss. Anyways, yeah, they're a cute couple. Shout out to them. And that is what's trending today.
Wow. It smells.
Really does. Anyways, guys, that is going to do it for this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of our show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, stay inside, wash your hands, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.